What happened to you, pal?
Joey Sanfino and some of the neighborhood kids, they ambushed me with a box of Grade A's.
Are you all right?
Oh, no, not fine, fine. Serenity now. Serenity now, serenity now.
So you're using Frank's relaxation method?
Jerry, the anger, it just melts right off. Serenity now. Serenity now.
Oh. Hey, what happened to you?
Serenity.
What happened here, Kramer?
Serenity now, serenity now.
Kramer!
Jerry, I didn't hear you come in. Yeah, the children, they've done some redecorating.
You don't look well.
Huh? Oh. Well, that's odd, because I feel perfectly at peace with the world. Hey, you.
No, I'm sorry. Look at me. I stepped on your last rose.
Jerry, come on. Don't get so upset about it. There's always next spring. Would you excuse me for a moment?
Serenity now!
Jerry!
I got it! I beat Braun! Come on, look at the other computer. One of those stupid rubber balls to get your stress out. Why did you have to destroy 25 computers?
George, you listen to me. I owe you one.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the two Bobs.
Welcome to the most dramatic episode of the two Bobs ever.
I'm Robert.
Hi, and I'm Rob.
And this is episode 3, recorded on Sunday, January 22nd, 2017. And in case you're wondering what that intro was, that was basically the reaction in this Bob's household during the Packers game that we just suffered through with a quite a devastating loss. So we're ready to move on into baseball. I know you're not a Packers fan, so you didn't mourn with me, but I felt you there in spirit.
Well, you know, Robert, I'm not a Packers fan, but, you know, I was trying to be supportive for your benefit. So,
appreciate that.
Hey, not a problem. So, yeah, kind of, vicariously, I was a Packers fan. I went into the game hoping that they would win. I hate to say it, it's kind of cool to see Atlanta going to the Super Bowl, though. Something
yeah,
a little
the team
different.
That hasn't been there. Yeah, a team that hasn't been there, and of course, the two teams that are playing in the AFC right now have been there multiple times. You know, with the exception of Peyton Manning, that's pretty much all we've had over the last 12, 15 years, something silly. So, it would be nice if it was a different team over there. And I don't, unfortunately, to anybody out there that does, I don't like the Patriots at all. So I'm hoping the Steelers win. I like them a little bit more than the Patriots, but. But barely, just enough to hopefully nudge Tom Brady out.
Absolutely, I agree. So the question is: are you going to start meditating now? Is this what you're telling us?
Right. Serenity Now was one of the most popular Seinfeld episodes, and I know you're not a Seinfeld fan like I am, but yeah, I think the Serenity Now is going to be coming out of my mouth for at least the next week or so. And try to decide whether or not to watch the big game, since we can't call it by its real name. But anyhow, I'll root for the Falcons.
Absolutely. So you're saying you don't know if you're actually going to watch the big game, or?
Well, we do have to record this at 8:30 on a Sunday, so we can watch until halftime, and then we'll quit.
There we go.
I know. I've already moved it on the calendar.
Do our own little halftime show here.
That's right. That's right. I'll promise to keep my top on. Anyhow, enough sports. I figured we'll get into a couple of the reviews that we've gotten on iTunes, which are awesome. So thank you to those who have left them We'll start with the bottom one because it's probably the most appropriate. And I don't know who what this name is, but Gareth the Kid. It's almost like it's how it reads. But anyhow, the subject is very much a podcast about nothing in a good way. And if you've ever watched Seinfeld, you know they always said that they were, you know, it's basically a show about nothing. So that's kind of where that comes from. And a little bit random with a couple bits that aren't my cup of tea. My lack of interest in sports is not their fault, though. Bob 1 and Bob 2 have great banter with the right amount of smart archery. Keep up the great work. So I think we're probably looking at the list of things we've got to cover tonight, which is quite extensive. As much as we can get through, the sports talk is pretty much done. So to you, a loyal listener, you're in for a treat the rest of the way. The next review is from KM Ship. I listened to the first episodes, and they really pulled me in. I like the variety of topics, and the two Bobs keep it real. Keep up the great work, guys. So thank you very much for that one. That's very, very good to read, and two listeners found this review helpful. And then the other one that's in there right now, wheels are definitely turning. Fun variety of stuff. Each new episode is better than the next. So we appreciate all the listener feedback so far.
No, I like, you know, when we decided to do this podcast, I think, you know, we kind of just, I think we wanted it to be about nothing. We didn't want to funnel ourselves down a particular path and just kind of talk about whatever we feel like talking about. So I'm glad people are responding positively to that.
Yeah, I mean, like for, you know, just think about it. If we have everybody over for a Super Bowl watch party, you know, not everybody's going to talk about the game. Not everybody's going to talk about the weather. Not everybody's going to talk about, you know, politics, thankfully. And, you know, that's just kind of how it is. It's us sitting at a table talking about stuff and you know, just, I don't know. Not sure. Like you said, there's no specific topic. So kind of what suits us and we'll always go from there. And anyhow, so what other ways can people reach us?
They can reach us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. So that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're out there. So reach out to us, please. And, you know, let us know what you think and communicate. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. We've also got our loyal listener line, which is 530-882-BOBS. And that's also 2627. And I don't know if you remember the lady from last week.
Yeah. I noticed that she had a phone number.
So, you know, she's right there in the board there if we ever needed to remember what she sounded like. She's a loyal listener, but
and very intuitive.
That's right. That's right.
She noticed we had a phone number.
That's right. The other way that we can reach us if, you know, the social aspects are not there that you know you don't want to go through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or leave us a voicemail. We like all those, but there's also an email, hello@thetwobobs.com. So if you want to send us a note, let us know what you think. You know, we do prefer to have the public reviews out there so everybody knows how awesome we are. All that is appreciated.
Yep.
Speaking of I guess phone calls. We didn't get one this week, and I meant to tell you, but you had a happy birthday this week, huh?
I did. Had a good birthday. Yeah. Turned 29 for the sixth time, and
sweet.
Yeah. It was.
Did you do anything good?
Spent it with family, which is just the best way to spend anything like that. Went to dinner, saw a show. You know, just kind of relaxed. I had the day off work, so I went to lunch with my wife. It was a good day.
Awesome. Now, did you guys take Big Bobby's birthday bus, or did you just ride in your regular car?
Big Bobby's birthday bus. That was the second time I had turned 29. it was Big Bobby's birthday bus. No,
I went into the well for that one.
No, that was a while ago. That was a long time ago. But no, it was much more low key than Big Bobby's birthday bus. A small fraction of the amount of alcohol that was consumed compared to Big Bobby's birthday bus. So,
well, I do have a special guest here that would like to sing you happy birthday, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, here we go. You didn't know that you were the president there, did you?
Well, apparently anybody can be president now. So
that's right. That's right. If last week we figured it was going to be either the robots or the apes.
Yes. Our elderly loyal listener who had projected that it was going to be
the phone number. Mm-hmm.
There she is, right there. She predicted it was going to be the apes, but which is just ridiculous.
That's right.
But it's not going to be. It's going to be the robots for sure.
Okay.
It's been proven by science.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've celebrated life now, and I also heard that you had some unfortunate news that there might have been a death in the family.
Yes. Jesus the fish died.
Oh, no.
Jesus, who was named Jesus probably 4 or 5 days before his death, or her death, we're not sure, and I never hiked up the skirt to see. And even if I did, I wouldn't know what to look for. So we had this fish. I think at one point in everybody's lives, they think, hey, I got a great idea. Let's go buy an aquarium and fill it with a bunch of fish. Yeah. This is going to be great. So we did this probably about 5, 6 years ago. We went and bought a bunch of fish. All the fish died except for this one damned fish. Yeah. That just refused to die, despite every effort to not take care of the thing. It just kept on living and defying all odds. So this fish wouldn't die. I'm at work a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was a week ago, week and a half ago, we'll call it. I'm at work. I get a text from Kelly saying, the fish is dead. And then my response was, am I an asshole if I'm actually happy that the fish died?
No, fish is a pain. Fish is a pain in the butt. Like, yeah. we had one a couple years. Well, we had a tank a couple years back, and just like you said, just constantly taking care of that and dredging it out, replacing the water every week.
See, I didn't do any of that.
No, yeah. They tell you, it's not going to live. It's not going to live. So you do it at the beginning at least, and then after a while, it just gets hard. So by the time the fish starts getting towards the end, it is kind of one of those things where you go, you know what? It's probably going to be more peaceful. If it just moves beyond,
it's great. It freed up a whole table in the spare room. So anyways, she texts me, this fish is actually at the bottom of the aquarium, laying sideways, like flopped over dead in the bottom of the aquarium. So I'm kind of, it's very bittersweet for me. I'm happy that I can finally get rid of the stupid aquarium. But the fish had been in there for a while, and I fed it couple times a week maybe, and so we were close. About 3 hours later, I get a text, you're not going to believe this, the damn fish is alive again. Fish died and then came back to life 3 hours later. It resurrected itself.
Now, was there a cloth with his imprint anywhere in the bottom of the tank that you were able to see or to know that this was the same fish? What's going on?
I don't know. I have a feeling Kelly maybe went to the store and bought the exact same fish, and then that one just happened to die like most fish do when you first buy them.
when you put it in that cruddy water of your tank.
Yeah, I should have marked it. You're supposed to mark your fish just to double check.
You gotta put a tag on his tail.
Yeah, the damn fish came back to life. And it was swimming around. It wasn't like it kind of came back to life and it was just kind of like laying there. It was swimming all over the aquarium as if nothing had ever happened. It was eating. It was having a good old time. Finally, it did succumb to, it did accept its death at that point. And so it died. It died permanently maybe 5 or 6 days later. So he's in the porcelain heaven now. And, it was tragic. It was tragic, but, I'm really happy.
The kids are okay, though. They've gotten over it. They noticed?
No, my oldest, Colin, was just kind of like, oh, fish died. Okay, well, I guess we're going to drain
it. Getting another one.
I guess, no, he's like, so we're going to get rid of the aquarium then? I'm like, shit, yeah, we're going to get rid of the aquarium.
That's right. I need a place to store my toys.
Yeah. It's literally against a wall in the toy room. So I always had this fear in the back of my head that at some point something would be thrown at or knocked into the aquarium, and I just have 10 gallons of nasty shit water all over the hardwood floor, I should say.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's over and done with now.
Yeah, you didn't want any reason to to slip, like vomit or any of that sort of thing, where you would end up on your back.
That's already happened once in my life. We talked about that last week, Robert. I'd like it to not happen again.
You guys are are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Good. That made the soundboard, I see.
That's true. Now, my mom's got a big tank, and she's had it for a long time, and she's, I mean, religious about changing out that water. And like I said, we had the one here that was, we had a couple of the, I don't even know what they're called, but there were a couple of them in there, and it was fun to build it and put all the different, you know, accessories down in the bottom with the skull and the trees and all that. And, you know, the tank was bigger than the fish needed, but at least that way, you know, it looked cool at least. But I had one at work a long time ago, and I had forgotten it, about it until you told me about the Jesus fish. But it, his name, ironically, was Bob as well.
I like it.
He was a betta, and I had a larger tank for him. Same kind of thing. I built it up and put a lot of cool, you know, plants and stuff that he could swim around with it. You know, it was just kind of fun, something to have on my desk to kind of, you know, keep me company during the day. And he would come up to the glass when I got to work and just kind of hang out there. So I, you know, rather than just calling him fish, I started calling him Bob, and he lasted a long time. But yeah, to change the water out at work, and I've thought about it now, you know, to do it again, but I don't really have the facilities to be able to change it out. And you're right, it is a pain in the butt, but I every now and then I do think about Bob.
So you're saying that Bob actually knew you?
It seemed like that, which, you know, I mean, you kind of go from dogs to cats to, you know, fish are down there somewhere in there. But it was almost like every day when I came into work and sat down, it would come up to the glass and just kind of hang out there. Now, probably meant he was hungry, but I like to think that he was, you know, greeting me each morning rather than just, you know, waiting for food.
Sure, buddy.
Like the kids, you know.
He loved you.
The kids never say good morning. They always say, "Where's breakfast?"
That's true. That's true. Or my kids wake up and say, "Can I play on the iPad?"
That's right. Where's the iPad? It's charging. It's charging. You know, we were discussing something the other day about pet peeves, technology pet peeves. And I know you've got a couple, and we share some of the same ones.
I got a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my number one pet peeve, people talking on their speakerphone in public. Like, they've never heard of a headset. They took the earbuds, the ear pods out of the case, out of the box when they first got their phone and threw them away, you know, and yeah, just decided that they're going to share their entire conversation with the whole world around them as if we give two shits about what they're talking about.
No, that's true. That's you know, one of the things, and the speakers on the iPhone sound so bad as it is that anything coming out of there, if the second mine's always on mute, so you know I've got it on silent, and if it ever makes a sound, I'm like jumping on it to shut it off, and you know, finding my earbuds to plug them in so that I can silence it and listen to whatever it is. You know, if you send me a voice memo or something like that I want to listen to, it's always with the earbuds. So yeah, definitely one of those pet peeves of mine as well. Another one I see a lot, you know, mostly when you're, you know, I'm a big people watcher. So if I'm standing in line behind somebody and, you know, you're just kind of looking around watching what people are doing. The other one that gets me, and it's mostly with iPhones, and I don't know that anybody with, you know, an Android does it, but it might just be that I've seen more iPhones or I notice them more. But it's, you know, using an app and then, you know, when you're done with it, is double tapping the home button and swiping and closing everything that you ever had open so that you've got a, you know, when you start it up again and, oh, it saves battery, but no, it actually doesn't. You know, the battery is, you know, the system is designed to maintain itself, and you don't have to close the apps. They go to sleep when you close them. And, you know, fighting that battle with somebody who's been doing it for 10 years, and, you know, just it's a tough battle, and one that I don't get into anymore.
Yeah, you know, I know somebody that does that, but I mean, my wife Kelly would probably choose to remain anonymous when it comes to that.
So don't single her out.
No, she's great with computers and technology. I ask her questions about how to use my stuff quite a bit, actually. Like, one thing that I noticed is, and this is something she does that I hadn't even thought about doing, is signing out of Facebook on the Facebook app on your iPhone or your smartphone every single time you're done using Facebook.
Like your computer, if you're walking away from a public computer, yeah, you're signing out of it, but something that you've got in your hands or in your purse or your pocket or whatever, and you've got locked down with a passcode or touch ID or something like that, that, you know, nobody can get in there and see it anyway. So I think logging out of that, and I keep my passwords. I don't know what any of my passwords are except for, you know, maybe one or two, but I keep everything in a, you know, password vault. So I wouldn't even, you know, it's just too many steps to go back through and enter the password in. And now if it would allow you to sign in and out with Touch ID, that might be something, but yeah, it doesn't. So
also people who have Touch ID who don't use it, they'd rather type in the passcode every single time than just touching their finger to the phone for a half of a second.
No, Touch ID is one of those things that my iPad mini here that I use for the sounds doesn't have it. So, you know, once a week when I go to sit here and use it to either load new sounds on or any of that, I got to type in my 6-digit code and get in and think, you know what? I really wish this had Touch ID.
What's great is we're such dorks. You have a 6-digit security code on your iPad mini that sits on your desk in your basement.
Well, somebody might get to, you know, some of our sounds. I mean, there's personal information on here, stuff that could be embarrassing to other people.
The FBI couldn't crack into a phone with a 4-digit code. Just saying.
I know, but I mean, this gem they might find, right?
Hey, Bob, I'm really interested in seeing how I can get on.
Yeah, we're playing it twice this week.
No, I stopped it there, but just, you know, I mean, that kind of information in the wrong hands would definitely be something I think that you would find embarrassing if it were to get out.
Yeah. Well, I got one more that I got to share.
All right.
And I see this all the time. People whose storage is full on their phones,
yeah,
and they complain that the storage is full on their phones and then say something like, but I deleted like 15 pictures, so shouldn't that free up all of my phone memory and magically it's just going to work?
Yeah. Now, the trick with the phone is that it doesn't actually, it's kind of like, you know, it goes into a trash bin or recycle bin type thing. You still got to clear that out. But yeah, you're right. 15 pictures is not going to do much.
No. At the end of the day, if you have a 16-gigabyte iPhone and you're running iOS 10, by the way, quick nerd tangent here, get a new phone with more storage. There's a reason they don't make a 16-gigabyte phone. You will run out of storage if you do anything productive with your phone.
Well, particularly with the newer phones that, you know, like you mentioned, the pictures, that the cameras are getting so much better, that the file sizes of these pictures are getting bigger. People are doing more video, particularly the newer phones, the 7 series that have the stabilizer in them, that makes taking video a lot better. So all those things are going to add up. And I was the longest, you know, holdout before I started listening to music on my phone, and because I always had the lower, you know, storage capacity, so I always had an iPod separately. So definitely, yeah, get at least the middle of the range, you know, if possible. If you're really stuck, then go lower. But Apple finally went away from that 16-gigabyte, you know, baseline. So
yeah, you need to upgrade.
Running out of space,
you know, yeah. Sell one of your kids, a kidney, whatever you got to do, get some money, get a new phone.
So did you watch any of the inauguration last week?
I did watch the inauguration. There were some really interesting moments. One that I noticed that was on the news a lot, got a lot of coverage, was the moment when Melania Trump handed Michelle Obama a big Tiffany's box, and her reaction to it was, could have been less pleased that she just handed her that box right there. And I know a lot of people are getting into, you know, well, that was a classless thing for her to do and things like that. But I'm thinking there was probably some PR guy in the corner that you couldn't see barking at them to get in their spot, so all these hundreds of photographers that were on the other side of the street could hurry and take their pictures so they could get on the road because they have a super tight schedule. And that's right. Michelle seriously had no idea where the hell to put this gigantic box so that it's not in the picture that they're taking. But, you know, I thought that the response to it was actually pretty funny.
Well, I think she's one of those that doesn't really ever, she can't hide her feelings. So there's all kind of memes around that, you know, these faces that she makes. And I think she's one of those that, you know, if she's upset with you, you're going to see it right on her face. There's nothing that's being hidden from you at all there that, you know, and that face was definitely one of those, like, you know, I can't believe this is actually happening. Because she had a few others of those throughout the day. And I didn't watch it because I was working. But I, you know, the coverage of it that I saw later and the stuff online, that there were several instances throughout that just, you know, I think they're relieved to kind of be out of there, you know, and be back to a normal life. I mean, they spent 8 years working 24/7 pretty much. And, you know, I think they're probably relieved to get out of there. But
doing the worst job in the nation as well. I don't envy the person in that position.
No, it's tough. And if you look at his, you know, Barack Obama's picture when he came in versus when he left, I mean, 8 years during, you know, critical time. I mean, if you look at me 8 years ago, even my driver's license is probably 10 years old and I used it yesterday and to return something, the lady's kind of looking like, really? I was like, oh yeah, it's, you know, 10 years ago. So
you had dreadlocks then, didn't you?
I was a lot less bald, basically. things have changed.
You had a forehead, not a five head.
I know. Now it's, that's right. It's foreheads. It's like a convertible.
You got the top down all the time, though. It's always that's sunny right. in 70s.
That's right. Another part that I saw that was pretty funny, and he made no excuses for it, but was Bill Clinton. God love him. Was caught by Hillary staring at Ivanka during the festivities, and just, you see it, you know, again, being a people watcher, you'll see somebody walk by and you'll see the guy that just, he's got a stare, like he's soaking it all in. And I always just like, what are you going to get out of that? And, you know, we can get into the catcalling and the wolf whistles and all that stuff in another show, but you know, that kind of stuff just drives me crazy. Like, what are you hoping to achieve? But he's got this dead stare at her.
Checking out the scenery.
You know, says her name, and I can hear him saying it in my head, but I won't bother you with my impression of it. But he says it, and then it's like he starts biting his lip, like I said, just wondering what's going on in his head. And Hillary kind of turns around and looks at him, and she's staring at him. And a good 5-10 seconds goes by, and he's still watching. And he kind of does like a side glance and sees that she's looking, and just goes right back to it. Her eyes roll back just a little bit because she knows cameras are everywhere, and you know, she just starts smiling, and that's kind of when the camera cuts. But I'll put a link to it in the show notes at the end if anybody didn't see it. But
Robert, I mean, we're all guys, right? Well, me, you and I are guys. Like, do you blame him? Like, it's Bill Clinton. He was probably thinking about whether he had a Cuban in his coat pocket or not. But, like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, yes, he should know. The Clintons have been in the spotlight for over 30 years. He should have probably known that he should, if there's any place that you probably should watch where your eyes are wandering, that's probably one of those places where you should really watch because you might have millions of people watching you right at that minute. But I saw that and I thought it was just hilarious. But at the same time, it's Ivanka Trump. I don't, you know, she's, yeah, she, you know, she's not ugly by any means. And
well, you know, from the coverage that I saw, there were like only like 15 people there, so he probably figured it was safe.
Well, that's true. But
part of me was wondering, is like, is he just deathly afraid when he gets home? I mean, is she going to have that, you know, that Serenity Now moment where she's destroying stuff because he did that? Or is it just one of those where, you know,
I think she had that the first Tuesday in November.
Yeah. Yeah. He
that was care, her, you know? That was her Green Bay versus Atlanta moment at 3 a.m. on what was it? November 9th. That was right. Her Serenity Now moment. But I don't know if Hillary Clinton could possibly have a Serenity Now moment. I don't know. I don't know her well enough, but I would think maybe that would be tough for her. That's a tough pill to swallow.
They were all out hiking and all that within a couple of days. I think anything was smoothed over by then. But this one might be tough. If we don't see Bill anymore, we know that there's probably some shady play.
He's chained up in her basement.
That's right. One thing that I've got coming up this week is probably something I'm dreading more than just about anything, is the dentist. Every time there's always something like, you should do this and you should do that. And even if you're trying, and, you know, they can tell. Is the dentist, if you have like a dentist in your family or anything like that, that's, you know, going to be mad at us if we discuss the dentist?
No. And honestly, I hate the dentist. I would rather go to the urologist than the dentist. And if you're a guy out there and you've ever been to a urologist, you know what happens at the urologist when you're a guy. I'm just saying. I got this thing with my teeth, though. I've had like one cavity when I was 6 years old or something like that. I've had zero problems with my teeth. Every single time I go in, they clean them. They say, great. You know, everything looks great. You got great teeth. We'll see you in 6 months. And I absolutely hate going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. I've had two experiences that, you know, basically have... You know, growing up, my grandmother worked at a dentist. She was, you know, the lady that you, you know, fill out your paperwork, and she does a lot of that stuff. So we always went religiously. And growing up, it was never a big deal. You know, we had the little prize door, you know, after you were done, you got to pick something out of there. And it was usually the, you know, what you would get at the dollar store now, you know, in a bag, you know, of 10 or so. So nothing really great. But as a kid, you thought, wow, this is really cool. You know, they'd give you the toothbrush and the toothpaste and all that stuff. And that wasn't any big deal. But being able to get something out of this little toy box was cool, but they don't do that anymore. You know, and as adults, we would obviously want something bigger, but I've had two situations where, I mean, it's just the first one, you know, screwed me up, and then the second one was worse. But I was probably 15 or 16 and coming out after having a filling, and I've, you know, ever since an accident when I was a kid having to get stitches in my knee, I've hated needles. And I'm going in there to get my filling, and I'm trying to be brave, and I've got my eyes locked shut and my mouth open, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And finally I think, okay, well, they're not ready and they're not saying anything. So I go to open my eyes to see, and I see the needle coming down, like it's going into my mouth, right as I open my eyes, and I just kind of tense up and close my eyes again. And, you know, I feel the needle just kind of pressing against my gum, like it's not going in right there. And it goes in. I'm thinking, all right, you know, so I get real hot and I don't think anything of it. And I go through and I get my filling and I'm walking out, and I'm still, you know, being a visual person, I'm still thinking about this needle. And I'm about halfway to the little desk.
What
happened? And then I just remember being on the ground. My mom says it was kind of like this tree falling, or it's kind of creaking. And then, you know, the 6 foot kid just goes passed out, bam, lands on the ground. And, you know, so that was fun.
Had to set you back.
No, I didn't. Nothing happened, but it was just passing out, just thinking about this, you know, needle. And I wake up and I got to, you know, kind of lean on the, you know, the desk there. So nothing happens again, but oh man, it's the worst. And the other time was having my wisdom teeth taken out.
I have done that.
I woke up during that practically with the guy's foot on my shoulder as he's trying to get a tooth that just doesn't want to come out. And they're like, gas him. Or whatever it was that they said. I was already out of it. So I remember that, and the worst pain forever was getting those teeth out. But I still remember to this day waking up and seeing him just like struggling to get this tooth out. He's waking up, you know, give him more. So it sucks. So Tuesday is the big day, and hopefully next week I won't have any horror stories. And like you said, they tell me everything is good and I don't have to see him for another 6 months. You know, the worst thing they can say is, hey, you gotta come back.
I'd rather have a colonoscopy than go to the dentist.
I don't know what it was the other day, but I was telling my son, it's like, I think I'd rather chew on thumbtacks. He's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah,
well, that's you know, if I chewed on thumbtacks, I probably would have to go to the dentist because there would be some, you know, severe damage there.
I just wrote down scheduled dentist appointment on the piece of paper, actually, because I don't remember the last time I went to the dentist. It's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, last time I went, you know, they said, all right, you know, we'll schedule it. And I was like, yeah, you know, with work, I never know. And then, you know, my son's been, and then I started looking. I was like, wow, I should have been last year or so. And then, of course, they can't get you right in. So I've got to, you know, make the call and try to get in. Like, oh, we can see you in 3 months. I'm like, all right, well, hopefully nothing starts to hurt between now and then. But, you know, knock on this plastic desk, nothing like that's happened. So hopefully it'll be good. I'm going to get scolded either way, so hopefully that's all that that's all the punishment that I have to endure.
Tell the dentist you cheated on him on another dentist for a couple of years, and that you're just coming back now, but your last cleaning was exactly 6 months ago to the day.
That's right. To the day. You know, the worst thing is that I can never remember anything. You know, I've got probably the worst memory there is.
Good segue, by the way.
Yeah. Was it?
Wow, you're getting good at this, Robert. Episode 3. All right, let's talk about your shitty memory.
I'll cut that out.
Hey, you don't have to.
Well, that's fine. So, So, you know, you sprung it on me last week about the worst drunk moments, and I couldn't remember any. And
so, wait, do you have a better worst drunk story then? Is that what you're telling me?
I do have one. But then I'll get into my story about my memory that's all coming back to me is, you know, these doors are open, you know, kind of like if you're going through an old drawer and say, oh, I remember this, I remember that. And that's kind of what this is. But, in college I had a bunch of friends and we were always hanging out and we were over at their apartment and drinking whatever. And one of the guys was a local county police officer. So he was always really good about making sure people didn't go anywhere. And he, before anybody left, he would do his usual, you know, step out of the vehicle, pull you over kind of stuff. And, you know, to decide whether it was safe for you to drive home. So he has me do the, you know, arms outstretched and not that you know these, but I'm sure you've seen them on TV, but your arms outstretched and you got to touch your nose and with each hand and do the ABCs without singing them. And I thought I did it swimmingly. I felt fine. And, you know, I got to get home. And he's like, nope, can't go anywhere. So I'm like, no, look, I got to get home. You know, I don't want to tell my parents that I've, you know, been out doing this and, you know, disappoint anybody. That's another pet peeve for another day is letting people down. Doesn't mean I don't do it, but, you know, I was like, no, I got to get home. And they you know, basically did the confiscate keys and, you know, you're sleeping here. And I decided, well, you know what? I'm leaving anyway. I'm going to walk. And this is a good 15 miles from where, you know, where I would have had to end up back at my house. So I'm, you know, F you guys, I'm out of here. So I head down the three flights of stairs outside and I start walking and, it's probably, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. or so. And there's somebody that's probably twice the size of me walking around as well. And at that moment I decided, you know what, I'm going to go back inside. So I went back inside, called the parents and said, hey, this is what's been going on. We've been hanging out and, you know, it's not good for me to drive home and got the, hey, you know, thanks for letting me know. Glad you're safe and we'll see you tomorrow. And that was the end of it. But, definitely a better story than, you know, than passing out and breaking a chair or anything like that.
And definitely a better story than it could have been if you kept walking home for 15 miles.
I know that. Who knows what could have happened? I mean,
it could be a One Bob podcast. Just saying.
Right. That's right. Contact us at theonebob.com. But my other memory story that it's always funny and I still tell it. I had a boss for a long time. And he was awesome, but he used to get so mad at me that I couldn't remember people's names. And I would try my damnedest to remember what their names were and he would get so mad. So I would just look at him and whatever name came to my head, that's what I called him. But then the unfortunate thing is where I couldn't look at you and say, hey, Bob, you know, if you were, hey, Roger, that's the part that I remembered. From then on, I remembered, hey, that's Roger. And he would get so mad, like, why can't you call people by their names? And I remember it got so bad at one point that, you know, we were sitting in our cubicles and we had somebody working with us. And I say to my coworker sitting next to me and I'm trying to send an email. Her name is Carol. I remember that now, you know, 20 years later, but I can't remember. And I'm typing C. And, I mean, I always called her Gloria and I'm typing G, you know, like, ah, you know, so I shout over the wall, like, what's Gloria's name? She's like, Carol. Oh, thanks. So I typed Carol in and I sent her the email oh man, he was on me forever about, you know, why don't you remember people's names? Why don't, you know, my memory hasn't ever been really that good. I don't think.
Oh, I have terrible memory. If, you know, I'm a kind of guy, you know, if I don't put it on my calendar or I don't set a reminder, I don't set an alarm, a lot of times it just doesn't happen. And part of it's like I'm just busy during the day, especially during the week, and so other things distract me. But even at work, at the office, like I keep a very organized office just because, again, shit will get lost, it'll get forgotten if I don't. And especially when it comes to names, I'm good at faces. I'll be able to say, yeah. I recognize the face, and I know,
absolutely,
I know stuff about that face. But I can't for the life of me remember who a lot of the times, unless I really know the person or I see them a lot, I forget names all the time. So I always have like little tricks that I do to try to get the person to tell me what their name is. So like if it's somebody who walks into the office and I have to look them up or something like that, I'll be like, hey, you know what? I'm having trouble finding you here. How do you spell your last name again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not working. Hey, you, how's it going? How's everybody? How's the family? You know, just things that try to jog memory and try to get those names back up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a pressure thing. Like if you're on the spot, so like you said, where you're there, and the same kind of thing. We have a little check-in sheet. You get in, and you got a couple people coming in at the same time, and if you're the first one there, you're usually like, I'll sign you in. You put a little check by their name, and sometimes it's like, all right, I always know exactly where mine is. Like almost without looking, I can tell you where it is. And then is it that, or is it just like I'm on the spot and I freeze and I can't remember it? But just walking down the hallway, I remember it. But it's just, I don't know. The memory is a funny thing.
So how's the weather down in Virginia?
Pretty good. We've had some mild weather down here lately. It's, about 50 degrees, which is crazy for January, but I'll take it because I couldn't live up there in Michigan where it gets that cold. And it's funny because, my son who just turned 7 insists, no matter what the temperature is, insists on wearing shorts. he's got these, these Nike like basketball shorts, and he's got the long baseball socks that he pulls all the way up. But pretty much every morning, because I get him ready in the before school, I'll be in the bathroom, brushing my teeth or just kind of getting ready, and he'll come in there with a t-shirt on, and he'll just be standing there like, what's going on, buddy? I go, what's the temperature outside? Like, it's 10 degrees. All right. And then he'll disappear. He'll come back with shorts on. But he got the long socks. So he thinks, well, I'm covered. It's basically like wearing, upside down pants. So he's got that on. And then another day like today, it'll be 50 degrees outside. And he'll come and go, hey, Dad, what's the temperature outside? And not that he knows a whole lot about temperature, but it's 50. It's fairly warm. You can wear shorts. So he'll scurry around and come back. And then it'll get cold again. And hey, what's the temperature? It's really cold out there. And he goes, put some pants on. No, I don't want to. And he'll come back with shorts. So finally I said, well, why are you even asking me? You're just going to wear shorts anyway. But I know, it gets too hot. So it's crazy. It doesn't matter. He'll revolt against pants for some reason. He's just in this shorts phase. And I think he's got a kid at school that he thinks is like really cool. And he probably wears shorts. And I know his buddy in the neighborhood always wears shorts, and they've got their socks pulled up, and they're the tough kids there in the first grade. But your oldest do anything like that? I know the youngest is probably too young to get dressed, but
he doesn't get dressed. My youngest doesn't get dressed himself, but I will let him pick out clothes sometimes. Yeah. And so some of the stuff that he comes back with is pretty funny. Although today I did appreciate it because he got food on his shirt, and I said, all right, Harrison, go to the bedroom and get another shirt. And he came out wearing he came out with a Tigers t-shirt. So I appreciate it. I'm wearing a Tigers t-shirt. I wear Tigers t-shirts a lot, under whatever I happen to be wearing that day during the winter when I need more layers than that. I don't wear shorts during the winter. Some of the stuff that he comes up with that he just wants to wear is pretty funny. My oldest, my wife, Kelly's pretty good at just kind of picking his clothes out. But there's just some of the times it's just really funny. He'll come out and his shirts and his pants aren't backwards. The front pockets are on the back of his legs. And, we'll tell him, hey buddy, you're wearing your pants backwards. He's like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. He's on that every now and then with the shorts on backward. Probably one of the craziest things that he did was, last year when the Civil War movie came out, I thought kind of a surprise and, pre-screened some of it and just talked to people and said, yeah, there's some scenes, you want to be careful with, but he was 6 and, big into Marvel over here. So I took him there and he used to be really into wearing costumes, and he still wears a lot of like comic book character outfits and stuff. Well, he came in with everything. He had his hoodie on, which is Captain America. So it had the Captain America shield. And then he had his Iron Man mask on with his hoodie put up over it and his Iron Man gloves on. So I take him to the movie theater and we're standing there in line, and he's got all this gear on, and he got a lot of, a lot of funny looks that day and a lot of people giving him high five and all that. He thought he was the king, that everybody appreciated what he had on, but it was kind of funny after seeing the movie that, how everything went down, that he basically mixed those two characters up and, I guess made a mashup of them, and it was, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, see, stuff doesn't always match. And that was one of those where he completely had everything just kind of mixed up. He wore what he had. And I have a pretty cool picture of him that I had to get it and share it with everybody because he looked funny. Really, really cool with that.
You know, as kids, kids can get away with that, though. I wish I could just walk into work and just, you know, I work in a professional atmosphere and I work in finance. And so, you know, I'm a very much a suit and tie kind of guy when it comes to work. And then I come home and I take it all off as soon as possible and I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. Like, that's how it works with me. But, you know, I would love just to be able to just put you know, instead of having to go through and find stuff that matches and find stuff that goes well together, just be able to just like pull up in my drawer and the first thing I see, just throw it on, say fuck, and go to work and be productive that day and not have people staring at me. But unfortunately, I can't do that. But certainly my kid can. See, I know you think that I live in Greenland or something like that, and, you know, I have to shovel myself out of my driveway every morning, and we wear, snowshoes so we can get to our cars and things like that. Turns out the weather's...
dog sled to work.
The weather's not all that much colder up here than it is. Now, go over to, you know, Green Bay, Wisconsin, definitely different, but I think here in Michigan it's not too bad. I mean, it's been, you know, in the... Actually, it's gotten up into the 50s. It's been foggy as hell last couple days, though. I think it's because it got cold, and then all of a sudden it kind of warmed up, and we've had days where we've been over 50 degrees. But, you know, up here, the kids have, the schools have actually rules that you can't wear shorts, past a certain day in the fall and then before a certain day in the spring. Is probably better up here.
Past July, right?
Yeah. From July to May, you can't wear shorts. but, you know, so maybe you guys are better down there in Virginia.
If you ever come up here,
we'll make sure it's like July for you. So that way you guys don't, you know, freeze to death when the temperature drops below 80 degrees at night.
Yeah, I'm not, I think a warmer climate will be in my future at some point. And I don't know that the cold would be it. So no matter what you say.
Oh, I hate the cold. No, I'm with you. Trust me. I live in Michigan because I grew up in Michigan. Kelly's family grew up in Michigan. And this is just, you know, we set up shop in Michigan. And, we're close families and really close to our family and things like that. Where we don't necessarily want to be too far geographically. But you know, I'd love a warmer climate. I'd love to not have to deal with snow ever. But, I'm all right with seeing the snow on TV and sitting next to the pool.
That's right. Enjoy it from somebody else's vantage point. Absolutely. That's for sure. I think that's it for episode 3, unless you had anything else.
No, we've done it again.
We've done it again. That's 3 in the books.
Nailed it.
Hopefully this one gets the reviews that the others did, but we're still finding our way. So we'll make it work, and we can do that with your feedback. So definitely let us know. hello@thetwobobs.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of that stuff. Or just find the Two Bobs podcast there. Or call us and leave us a message, 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. And I can't guarantee that anybody will get on the show, but definitely leave us feedback. And we hope to make the show continue to get better with your support and your feedback.
I mean, if my drunk ass got on the show, I figure, you know, you have a good shot if you leave a good message for us.
Hey, Bob. Yep.
I was asking for it.
How I can get on.
You're practically, just daring me to do it.
I can't believe that. Don't worry. Every time you do that, you're tempting me to get a soundboard on my side, too. I just got to figure out how to mix it in. You got all the power over there.
Hey, it can be done. We'll if you like to, we'll make it happen.
All right. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel B. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.